things hauling logs or something, and then they he really didn't have in his last load he just had a couple of logs in there. He didn't have a full load, he just had a
I don't recall.
Well, something like a chance or a jag is a, I mean, that's where the term is.
Neither one.
Yeah. And then here you have fluorescent, but in the other kind.
Bulb.
Yeah.
A light bulb.
Yeah. And then carry clothes out to a line in a
clothes basket.
Yeah. You know, and something like a barrel, except it's smaller, about this big, the nails come in.
Nail keg.
Right. And the thing you put in the top of a bottle to
cork.
You know, would it have to be made of cork to be called a cork?
We would have called it a cork regardless, but I guess they were most all made of cork.
You could call it could
a stopper, speak, a glass yeah. stopper.
Would you speak of a would you speak of a of a glass cork?
I think we must call that stopper.
Okay. And this is a musical, little small musical instrument. You hold your mouth, blow, it has reeds.
Yeah, that's the French harp.
All right, and the kind you hold between your teeth.
The juice harp. Now, Uncle Charlie used to play the juice harp.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. It's great. I asked him tomorrow.
Yeah, you asked
him. Big one out. That's fine. Now, the thing you drive nails with is a
hammer.
And the part of a wagon that goes up between two horses.
The tongue.
And the on a buggy.
Shaft.
Yeah, there are two of them. It'd be two.
Shafts.
All right. And then the thing that the horse actually, two, if the two horses are actually
pulling.
Yeah.
Was that the... forgotten.
Some kind of a tree.
A single tree.
Yeah, okay.
A single tree or a double tree.
Yeah.
Depending on a single tree, just one horse, and the double tree is a big thing, and then these two single trees hooked to it. Uh-huh.
And if someone was going back and forth to the mill all day long to a sawmill with logs, let's say, you'd say he was...
howling.
All right. And then if a...
howling logs.
You mentioned the word before... forgetting that holler over here.
Snaking.
Yeah, snaking mm-hmm. logs. Now, another way of saying that, to say they snaked them out, or you might say they...
drugged them.
Okay. That's good. All right. Now the kind of an implement used to break up the soil.
Plow.
Yeah, now what different kinds of plows are you...
Oh, there was a turning plow. And which turned the sod. There was a landside plow that would swing over.
Mm-hmm.
You could plow back and forth
mm-hmm.
and just raise it up and kick the mow board, I think it was, over
mm-hmm.
and latch it. And then there are cultivators for plowing between the rows, and there's a bull tongue plow
mm-hmm.
for laying off,
mm-hmm.
making the row. I guess that's...
How about a double? They have a
double shovel.
Now, how was that?
I don't really know if I know what a double shovel is. I've heard it all my life, and Daddy probably used it, but I don't think right off now just what a double shovel was like.
What about things that he used to break up the soil into smaller pieces?
This car.
Yeah. Now, what other kinds of harrow?
Drag harrow. We call them har. This har.
Hard.
When I grew up.
Well, that's give me both of those pronunciations if you want. And the part on a wagon that goes across the bottom and the wheel actually.
The axle.
Yeah, and then the part that the axle goes into the hub, right? The axle